Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
No.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly honored in the name of Jesus to be before you on today. Praise God. I want to give honor to God who's truly the head of my life. I want to thank God for allowing us to break up today and to have breath in our body and the roof over our head and blessing us with a reasonable portion of health. I just thank God. Some of you out there can just say thank God for all of what he's done for me. Hallelujah. We truly want to give God praise, honor, and glory for who he is and all of what he's done. Praise God. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God, where we come forth to you Monday through Friday reading the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Praise God. We truly thank each and every one of you who remain listening to our Blog Talk Radio as we read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. Praise God. Currently, we are in the book of Psalms 100 division. I want to truly give an honor to my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Also want to say hello, God bless, Minister Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California. Praise God. We truly thank God for the blessings in which he's bestowed upon each and every member here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends as you tune in and listen to the Word of God and the blessings to the motivation and the truth of God's holy word. We truly give God praise, honor, and glory truly for who he is and all of what he's done. Once again, honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw. Also recognize those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even if you're looking into our archives. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. May you be richly blessed through the messages and what it is that we bring forth with David and Diane Ministry and Friends. God bless each and every one of you, those listening out there in Korea, North Korea. God bless you. We thank you for tuning in onto us today. South Africa, God bless you. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Germany, we thank God for those that have tuned in. We can see you on our radar here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends in the studio, praise God. And we also can acknowledge those that are out there in Canada, praise God, and also those that are in America, praise God, and New York, praise God, and Georgia, amen, 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 Illinois, hallelujah, praise God, 217, praise God, in the name of Jesus, 708-323. Praise God. We thank all those who are joined in on us today. Praise God. Once again, we're coming forth reading the Word of God out of the King James Version of God's Holy Word. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, once again, we pause for a moment to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you sent your only begotten Son to the cross, Lord God, to die for our sins, oh, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for his deliverance and for his dedication in the name of Jesus to continue, praise God, to bring the Word of God effectively in truth. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for your grace and mercy and your love, and we give you all praise. We give you all honor. We give you all glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We continue to come forth with the reading of reading of the Word of God, the Word of God, and we thank you for all those that are continuing to remain with us in the name of Jesus, to hear this, to hear the reading of God's holy word. Amen. 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 Praise God. We're coming out of Psalms. Amen. Psalms. Praise God. Psalms chapter 100, division 100, we should say. Amen. Amen. As we continue to read the word of God, we just continue to thank those that are continuing to be with us in the name of Jesus. And as we read the word of God, we continue, praise God, to just read the word. Amen. 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 We had some slight technical difficulties for a moment, but we're back. And we thank God for being able to be strong and powerful on today to continue to bring the word of God out of the Psalms Division 101. Amen. Let us read.
I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee. O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in the perfect way. O, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person who so privately slandereth his neighbor. Him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that thy may dwell with me. He that walketh in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my house. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. Division 101. I'm sorry. Division 102.
Hear my prayers, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I am in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in the day when I call, answer me speedily. For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as I pit. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread. My raising of the voice of my groaning, my bones cleave to my skin. I am like a pelican of the wilderness. I am like an owl of the desert. I watch, and I am as a sparrow alone upon the housetop. My enemies reproach me all the day, and they that are mad against me are sworn against me. For I have eaten ashes like bread, and mingled my drink with weeping because of thine indignation and thy wrath. For thou hast lifted me up and cast me down. My days are like the shadow that declineth, and I am with it like grass. But thou, O Lord, shalt endure forever, and they remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, ye to set time is come. For thy servant take pleasure in her stones, and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth they glory. With the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute, and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generations to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of him sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. The here the groaning of the prisoner to loose those that are appointed to death. To declare the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people are gathered together and the kingdoms to serve the Lord. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, oh my God, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy tears are throughout all generations. Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them will wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change thee, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Division 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who establishes the mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord has secluded righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is the mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed thy transgressions from us. Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children, the children's, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do this commandment, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all his places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Division 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covers myself with light as with a garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his hot chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers of flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it would not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains, that they rebuked, they fled. At the voice of thy thunders, they hasten away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the places which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bond that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs unto the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. They wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heavens have their habitations, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle and herd for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, the wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil that maketh his face to shine, the bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted, where the birds make their nests, as for the stork, the fir trees are her house. The high hills are the refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies, and appoint to the moon for seasons. The sun knowing it's going down, thou makest darkness, and it is night, when all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prayer. They seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor unto the eve. The Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein all things creepeth in innumerable, both small and great beasts. There go the ships. There's that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play in. These wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season, that thou givest them thy gather. Thou openest thy hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy feet, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. Division 105. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and his judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen.
He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever. And the word which he commanded to the thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham on his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, the strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he said no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He brake the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hot with feathers and was laid in iron, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes to his pleasure and teach his senators wisdom. Israel also came to Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their heart to hate his people and deal subtly with his servants. He fed Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They showed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they rebelled not against his word. He turned their waters into blood and slew their fish. Their land brought forth frogs in abundance in the chamber of their kings. He spake, and there came divers sorts of flies and lice in all their coasts, and gave them hell for rain, and flaming fire in their land. He smote their vines as in their fig trees, and broke the trees of their coast. He spake, and their locusts came, and caterpillars, and that without number, and did eat up all the herbs in the land, and devoured the fruit of the ground. He smote all the firstborn of the land, and chief of all their strength. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was no one feeble person among their tribes. Egypt was glad when they departed, for the fear of them fell upon them. He spread the clouds from the covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quails and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise in Abraham, his servant. And he brought forth his people with joy, and his chosen with gladness. He gave them the lines of his season, and they inherited the labor of the people, and they might observe his statutes and keep his laws. Praise ye the Lord. Division 106. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praises? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness in all time. Remember me, O Lord,
with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, and that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, dried up. So he led them through the depths as though the wilderness, and saved them from the land, from the hand that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered the enemies, for there was not one of them left. They delivered them his work. They sang his praise. They soon forget his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. They envied Moses also in the camp, and Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. And a fire was kindled in the company, and flame burned up the wicked. They made a molten calf in Herod and worshiped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the solitude of the ox that eateth grass, and forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things in the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them that overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the land. They joined themselves also unto Baal, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their inventions, and the plague brake in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed, and that was counted unto him for righteousness unto all the generations forevermore. They angered him also at the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their speech, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spoke an adversary with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and leaned their work. And they said their idols, which were a snare unto them, yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that they had had his own inheritance, and he gave them into the hands of the heathen. And they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and they were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant. According to the multitude of his mercy, he made them also to be repented, and all those that carried them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen to give thanks unto the holy name and to the triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, amen. Praise ye the Lord. Book 5, Division 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in solitary ways, and found no city to dwell in. Hunger and thirst, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to the city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wondrous works to the children of men. And he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of the God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their bands in sunder. Oh, that men should praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men, for he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted those at heart, all manner of meat. And they drew near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They flat go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth a stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro. The strangers, the staggers like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he spared, bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, so he bringeth them into their desired heaven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wondrous work to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, into the water springs into a dry ground, his first fruit land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwelleth therein. He turneth the wilderness into the standing water, the dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, and they may prepare a city for a habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multitude greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are menaced and brought low through the oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth content unto prices upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction. He maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Division 108. Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people, and I will sing praises unto thee among the nations, for thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the cloud. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that they believe me might be delivered. Save with thy right hand and answer me. God hath spoken in his holiness, and I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and make up the valley of Sechem. Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver, Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe, over Philistia will I triumph. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off? And wilt not thou, O God, go forth with our host? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God will we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Division 109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They can pass me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversary, but I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office, and let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let his strangers spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his psaltery be cut off. And in the generation follow, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his father be remembered with the Lord, and let not the son of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth, because that he remember not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart, as he loved cursing. So let it come to him, so he delighted not in blessing. So let it be far from him, as he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his helmet, garment. And let it come unto his bowels like water, and like oil unto his bones. Let it be unto him as a garment which covereth him, and for the girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let us be the reward of my adversary from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God of the Lord, O God the Lord, for my name's sake, because thy mercy is good. Deliver thou me, for I am poor and needy, and my heart is wounded within me. I am gone like a shadow within the declineth, and I am tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I become also a reproach unto them. When they looked upon me, they shook their heads. Help me, O Lord, my God. O save me according to thy mercy, that they may know that this is thy hand, that thy Lord has done it. Let them curse, but bless them. When they rise, let them be ashamed, but let them, thy servant, rejoice. Let my adversary be clothed with shame, and let them cover themselves with their own confusion as with a mantle. I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude, for he shall stand at the right hand of the poor to save him from those that condemn his soul. Division 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thee thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy servant against, strike out Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, from the wound of the morning. Thou hast a dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies, and shall wound the heads over many countries, and shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head Division 111.
Praise ye the Lord, and I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endures forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him and will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath showed his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto the people, and he hath commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and understanding have all ye that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. Division 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the name that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in the commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. He hath dispersed. He hath given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away, and the desire of the wicked shall perish. Division 113. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord for his time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. The Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth. He rises up the poor out of the dust. He lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may sit him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house and to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. Division 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from the people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. that is thee, O thou sea, that thou leadest from Jordan, and thou wast ridden back, ye mountains, and ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble, thou earth, like the presence of the Lord, at the presence of God of Jacob, which turned the rock into the standing water and flint into the fountain of waters. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Psalms, Division 114. Praise God. And we will pick up at 115 on tomorrow. We truly want to thank you in Jesus' name for joining us on today. And let me tell you something. God is truly on the throne, and we truly and immensely blessed. Can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? Somebody needs a blessing on today. If you desire to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of my unrighteousness. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead, and I want to change my life and turn it over to you. I repent of my sins, and I accept you, Jesus Christ, as my personal Savior, in Jesus' name. Come into my life. Give me strength. Carry me to a Bible-reading church, and help me, dear God. Help me to be the person that you have for me to be, in Jesus' name. Be that man of God. Be the woman of God. We thank you. Use me for the upkeep of thy kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.
No weapon. Love.